Oral sex in America, especially cunnilingus, has come a long, long way. Back in the 1920s, oral sex, also known as the genital kiss, was thought to be an activity best left to the marital bed and was largely deemed a special gesture, a bonus expression of intimacy, but not necessarily a regular part of couples' sexual practices. It was definitely not a casual activity and was usually thought to be something that occurred after a couple was already having intercourse in a committed relationship. So much for the roaring 20s, sounds more like the boring 20s. Attitudes began to ease a bit in the 1940s and 50s, with studies showing that oral sex was becoming more prevalent and better known as a technique that was especially satisfying for women. Even so, in 1953, Kinsey report, 23% of younger women who were still virgins reported ever receiving cunnilingus. The rate was substantially higher among married women. During the sexual revolution of the 60s and 70s, oral sex evolved into an acceptable practice for all couples, whether or not they were married. It became particularly popular on college campuses, and maybe that's why to this day, according to the authors of Sex in America, a definitive survey, twice as many women who went to college have given or received oral sex as compared to those who did not finish high school, and twice as many of those better educated women had or received oral sex the last time they had sex. Finally, the real benefits of higher education, whereas men's rates of receiving oral sex peaked and leveled out in the 1960s, it appears that women spent the remainder of the 20th century catching up, with rates steadily rising up year after year. Today, cunnilingus is considered to be an important part of the arousal process, with enlightened and sexually confident women insisting on quid pro quo, giving according to how they receive. If there has been any basic change in the script for sex between men and women, it is the increase in incidence and frequency in fellatio and cunnilingus. From the conservative to the liberal, women of all stripes enjoy cunnilingus. In examining contemporary sexual mores, the author of the 1994 Sex in America survey, based on the National Health and Social Life Survey, grouped their participants into three different categories: traditional, relational, and recreational. The traditionalists, the traditionalists were those people who maintained that their religious beliefs always guided their sexual behavior and believed that homosexuality was wrong. They also believed in restrictions on abortion and did not condone premarital sex or extramarital sex. Relationalists believed that sex did not have to be reserved for marriage, but that it should be a part of a living relationship. They condoned premarital sex, but did not condone infidelity or sex without love. Finally, the recreationalists did not believe that sex need have anything to do with love, and they also opposed laws that prohibited the sale of pornography. Based on these categories, 83.6% of those women with a recreational attitude had experienced oral sex in the last year, followed by 73.9% of women who were relational and 55.9% of women with traditional views. If we look at the numbers in terms of age, 74.7% of women from 18 to 24 received oral sex, compared with 73.7% of women aged 30 to 34. Women and men aged 18 to 39 were most likely to include cunnilingus in their sex lives, with 22.3% to 24.2% reporting having done it in their last sexual experience. Conversely, for women aged 40 to 44, the rate fell to 12.6%, so it would appear that the younger you are, the more likely you are to have experienced cunnilingus, and the more likely you are to have experienced it earlier in your lifetime. As Nancy Ferretti wrote of cunnilingus in her 1991 book, Women on Top, women have finally come of age, having discovered it, they can't get enough. Nor, it seems, can men, for that matter. Happily, this adoption of cunnilingus as a regular part of sexual activity is not just a function of young women becoming more confident and assertive in their demand for a level playing field, but it is also indicative of a shift in male attitudes. As men become more sensitive to the importance of the female orgasm and recognize the unreliability of general intercourse in achieving one, they increasingly incorporate cunnilingus into their repertoire of sexual techniques. As Glamour magazine noted in their 1997 feature, Good News About Your Sex Life, a majority of men oh.